97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. The Green Zone. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan. The action has arrived at Rivers Casino Philadelphia, where we're broadcasting live. Everything you want, just the way you want it. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 610-632-0975. And this weekend's programming is brought to you by Commonwealth Charter Academy. Does the idea of your child returning to their classroom after winter break seem unthinkable? Commonwealth Charter Academy can help. Visit ccaeducate.me. Now, we're talking about the Sixers, 610-632-0975. Obviously, the Eagles, Flyers, good win yesterday. They remain solidly a playoff team. They look good. They look fast. Yeah,
they look really good.
That coach has hit the right buttons. They have young, skilled players. More and more Ron Hextall. Looks like Ed Wade.
The problem with Ron Hextall was the fact that he was willing to die on Dave Hackstall Hill.
Right.
And he wasn't a very good coach.
You get a real coach in and look how different it is.
Exactly. I mean, it reminds you a lot of what happened. You hope this carries over to the Philly season, but it reminds you a lot of what happened with the Phillies, where you had Gabe Kapler, who wasn't a proven coach, the guy's probably liked a lot, but when he comes up and gives you a suggestion, you might not necessarily take it to the bank. But when you get a Joe Girardi in there, or in this case, when you get a Lane Mignot in there, and he calls you out, he's got a certain amount of clout that comes, when he walks into a room. So you're more likely to listen to him than Dave Hackstall, who was riding a bus with North Dakota a couple of years ago.
Right. You're absolutely right. And when I spoke to him earlier this week on Monday, a Tuesday, he helped me out because he knew I might not know how to pronounce his name. And he just called himself, "How you doing today, man? It's Coach A.V."
Oh, Lane Mignot.
Yeah, he just said, "Coach, you can call me A.V.," he said.
Love it. I
called him Mr. Vignot, but yes.
He was the perfect guy to bring in here after Dave Hackstall, who was kind of a tough coach and didn't really show emotion, and A.V. is the exact opposite.
Absolutely.
Exact opposite.
Now, since we're at a casino, then we can expand the number of sports that we can discuss today, and we're not going to talk about in-depth, but there was a big boxing match, the heavyweight title, three of the heavyweight championship belts in the boxing world. Anthony Joshua wins over Ruiz in a rematch. That people obviously bet that. I bet that fight and lost using PlaySugarHouse.com app because I said he would win it in under 9.5 rounds. It ended up being a decision. So that happened. And then in the UFC last night, you had in the main event, Alistair Overeem winning by three. He basically was going to win, even if he lost round five, 3-2 for sure. In the last 10 seconds, gets his lip split, and a lot of people lost a lot of money. All over social media, people were posting their bet slips.
4 seconds left.
There you go, 4 seconds left. When they finally stopped it, 10 seconds, when his lip was decapitated.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Literally, it's early in the morning, but if you want to see something gross, you can Google it.
It happens. That's one of the things, actually, I love about the if you go on the Play Sugar, I usually go to PlaySugarHouse.com, or if you come here to the casino, Rivers Casino, because we've got about 12 people in line right now.
Yeah, people lined up. Remember, $200 bet, pro football bet, and you get entered into the big game drawing. The drawing will be done on January 7th, and the winner selected will be January 8th, and you get a whole, we'll go over the package again a little bit later.
Yeah, I mean, you got the kiosk, you got the tellers there, you're all set up, but what I love is the fact that they have, the UFC fights, and you can go on, and they have all these, different prop bets that I can bet of, what if a guy knocks him out, what if a guy knocks him out in the second round. It's very specific, so it makes my UFC watching experience even a little bit better. If I win.
Right. I got you.
Which it always happens. Because I make it rain out here.
You make it rain out here.
you seem very convinced about that.
Yeah, I believe you. Also, another thing that people will be able to bet on, come at 12 noon, the show will start. They'll drag it out a half hour. We'll get our college football top four for the college football playoff. Obviously, that's going to be here live at the Sportsbook. You can watch and you can bet all of those games. Now, I think I'm going to say something that people disagree with. I still believe Ohio State should be number one. I never thought that Georgia was good. So my top four would be Ohio State 1, LSU 2, Clemson 3, only because they played nobody. They were dominant. And fourth would be Oklahoma, because the one-loss team beating a tough, well-coached Baylor Bears, that would be my college football top four. A lot of people have LSU number one. I disagree with that, because Ohio State plays both offense and defense, and LSU only plays offense. So that's where I'm at, and people will be able to bet that as well here.
So you don't have any love for Utah?
Utah lost.
Oh, they did lose.
Yeah, they lost to Oregon.
They did.
They lost to Oregon on Friday night, so that's really opened the door. And once they won, that was that.
Yeah, then I guess I would have to agree with your top five there. I guess I would have to, or your top four.
Yeah, now there are, people will quibble and say LSU. I personally disagree with that. I like, and also from in the regular season, Ohio State just finished with the second best point differential in the history of college football.
Yeah, I mean, truth be told, I was not a huge Justin Fields fan coming into, even when he like committed to Georgia. I just didn't think he was. I thought he was very overhyped, and then he transferred to Ohio State. And I was still banging that drum of he's overhyped. I could not have been more wrong.
40-1 touchdown to interception ratio.
It's
he's
insane.
Had some fumbles. 40-1.
Yeah, that kid's the real deal. I was so wrong about Justin Fields.
See, that's okay. If only more of our callers could admit that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I try to be transparent. I'm right sometimes. I'm wrong sometimes.
Right,
I was very wrong on that.
If only some of our callers, again, could do that. Also, you can bet the Sixers game. We're talking about them. That line is now down. I'm a little concerned about it. Only 2.5-point favorites against the Raptors. Again, Sixers on the second of a back-to-back. While, for some reason, the Raptors, two days off going in. When you watch any team, you should always watch when you play, not just who you play. Because the schedule plays a big role in all those things.
Yeah, it does. I think they win tonight, though. I think they pull it out.
Well, I'm going to be watching
the Raptors are better than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, Siakam's gotten better.
The sky's the limit for that guy. It's like every year I think he's going to top off, and he just keeps getting better and improving and improving. And he's really taken that next step since Kawhi's left of like, all right, now I'm obviously the guy. But I think with Joel being rested, I think that's big. And as you said, you still have to go and go to the practices and the shoot-around and stuff. But he didn't play last night. You were able to dominate the Cavs so badly that you were able to rest a lot of your guys in the fourth quarter and a little bit more. So I do think being at home, it's going to be a sold-out arena. There's no Eagles game to worry about, so it's not like people,
yeah. You
know, this is the only game in town. So I think it's going to be a raucous atmosphere. I think they pull it out.
I'm with you. I can go with that.
I'm actually confident in them winning tonight and the Eagles winning on Monday.
I'm confident in both. You could get that parlay. You could get that parlay in.
I might have to during a break. I might have to run out there to a kiosk.
Run out to a kiosk.
I might have to stand in line, though, because it's packed in here.
Yes. Also, for people who didn't watch the game last night, because I got people on social media, you can always reach out to me at Ty Johnson News. And how can they reach you, Pat?
Pat_Egan.
All right. I just want people to say your own.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
But someone asked why he only played 8 minutes, Matisse Thybulle, and I'm having to explain to him that
he rolled his ankle.
Turned his ankle. So why would you bring him back in when you were literally up 40? You went up, and it was the biggest win. Not to your point, it was also the biggest win of the Brett Brown era.
Yeah,
42 was the biggest. It was 47. They were up 41 at the half. At one point, they were up 50 points, and they were up 41 and won the second half, which is rare. Usually, we're up 41, the other team makes a run, and you win by 28.
Yeah.
Nope. They were up by 41 and then won the second half by 6 points.
Or as Al Abdelnaby would say, you were up by 1,000.
Yes.
That was a phenomenal call that he had, by the way. I don't know if you haven't heard it out there. I think it was Kevin Porter Jr. was flexing, and he was down by, I kid you not, about 40 points at this point. And Allah said, dude, what are you doing flexing? You're down by 1,000.
It was unbelievable.
That was a great call. Yeah, I was at the game last night, and I started to high-fiving my wife watching people leave, telling her, all right, parking or getting out of here is not going to be too bad. Traffic's not going to be too bad. This is going to be great, because I never leave games early.
A surprising number of people stayed, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was, look, I'm sticking it out no matter what. I never leave movies.
Well, you brought, you were able to bring your son to his first game.
Yeah.
How did he enjoy it? I know he's not being able to break down basketball yet. What I meant was the noise, the people, the energy, lights.
He was loving it. And the fact that that the Sixers were able to pull out all the stops and get a Ben Simmons three for him.
Yeah.
That was big for his birthday. He was loving it. No, he was
that
actually
was his birthday.
Well, today's his birthday.
Oh, so happy birthday.
We took him there for his first birthday and trying to, you know, brainwash the kid early and get him in on all Sixered up, and he was focused on the game. He's a lot more focused on the game than I thought he was going to be.
Watching,
he seemed to like it.
Go back
He seemed to enjoy it though. I got some pictures. I'll bore you with during a break, but
that's fantastic.
He was liking it.
Good.
So hopefully we converted. We got a new fan.
Good. Now we see people lining up, making the bets here. I want to hear from some people now. I want to hear from some of you people to be on the record. Will the Eagles, not just about this game, I'm making people think a little bit bigger now. There's good mojo all of a sudden in the city again. You had a nice big signing this week with Wheeler with the Phillies.
Okay.
A nice big signing with Wheeler.
It was a big signing.
The guy with he has the best arm, literally, in Phillies history. Literally, that's not a joke. He has the best arm. No, that's a statement of fact. He has the best stuff of any starter. You know they've never had a starter throw 100 pitches and average over 95 miles per hour on a fastball. That's never happened. Ever. Ever, 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 including Curt Schilling.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's never happened before.
I don't need you to throw 95. I just need you to get out.
I need you to throw. Listen, he'll stay healthy.
Doc didn't throw 95. He looked pretty good.
Doc looked fine until he's about to stay healthy.
Well, until he didn't.
He's about to stay healthy.
Hey, he was healthy until his arm fell off.
Yeah, he wasn't healthy. Stay healthy. I think it was a good deal. You need a guy to counter Nolas 91.
I don't like that. With some
smoke. Love the deal.
Can't stand the deal.
Well, that's something to talk
about.
Hate
the deal.
I love that deal.
Shouldn't have done the deal.
Great deal. And then now there's Nightingale says they're heavy into Rendon.
Let's see if that actually happens.
Why wouldn't it?
Luxury tax.
He said his quote was
luxury tax. Be damned.
Be damned.
Yeah, I know.
Be damned, sir.
And you know what? I hope he's correct. I really do. I hope that whatever Nightingale's hearing and he was in on Harper last year. He kept pounding the pavement.
And
saying,
so was Heyman. Also was on it and co-signed. He even tagged Nightingale and says, I'm hearing the same things. They're in heavy. The reason is Washington loves to do the deferred money. And the Phillies say, hey, if your contract's 7 years, for example, guess how many years you'll get your money? 7 years.
Yeah.
While with Washington, if they offer you a 7-year deal, you'll get your money over 20.
Oh, I looked it up. I mean, you understand. Washington is a small mom and pop, small market team. They're owned by a guy who only has $5 billion. You got to defer it. You can't. He's a businessman. So,
and now because he won the World Series, he'll get away with it. But for the long, long haul, doing that will not work.
Yeah, and I mean, Nationals fans, all four of them, will say, well, look, we let Harper walk, and we still won the World Series. So, I truly hope that luxury tax be damned. I really do.
Because now, say what you want about the Wheeler deal. Will you agree that he's better than Velasquez?
He is an upgrade, but that if that is our bar, that you need to upgrade over Velasquez.
Well, that is the bar.
I think you might be better than Velasquez.
I'm not. No, no.
Don't sell yourself.
I'm not better than Velasquez. I am better than Pivetta.
But like,
I am better than Pivetta.
I hate the fact that our bar is so low. Is he better? I mean, yeah, okay. Pretty much every other pitcher in Major League Baseball is better than what we
had. But if you didn't get Cole because you wanted Rendon and you knew you couldn't get both, I'll take Wheeler plus Rendon than
Cole and
$10 million.
He'll be more expensive.
No, I'm saying a bargain middling, bin. Right, center fielder type that's maybe better. I'd rather go Hazley there at that point than if I get Rendon. No, separate from the Club Tyrone stuff. If I can get Rendon and Wheeler, and if I have to start Hazley versus Cole and maybe a slightly better player but not a star at center field, I like that configuration better. Because I still believe a pitching coach can make adjustments with Wheeler and get more out of him because he has the raw stuff. And even if he's the same pitcher as he was last year, he had a sub-3 ERA the last 2 years after the All-Star break. So if I get a guy who can do that.
I've seen the splits.
If I can get just that plus Rendon, I can make the wild card.
Yeah, look, I think they're a talented team, and
you know what I mean. You can make the wild card.
Yeah, absolutely,
like that?
Absolutely. And me and you are both big Adam Hazley fans.
Yes,
outside,
and I think his defense alone with pitching, there is still a way to win with pitching and defense in baseball.
Yeah, I think this guy was drafted 10th overall, something like that, 7th or 10th overall. I think it was 10th. He was drafted 10th overall for a reason. So I know a lot of people out there think Adam Hazley is another fourth outfielder. He's not. He's better than that. I do think he could be your future center fielder. I think he should be your future center fielder coming up this year. I don't know exactly what they do with Odubel Herrera.
He was the 8th pick in the draft.
Okay, there you go.
Out of UVA.
UVA. The pride of UVA.
So you know he's a smart kid because you got to be bright to go.
UVA actually has a decent baseball history, too.
Yes, and last year,
Ryan Zimmerman went to UVA.
He batted .266. Five home runs.
It wasn't nearly as bad as it was made out to be by some people.
And he had the biggest thing he has to work on, only 14 walks, 60 strikeouts.
Yeah, and that should improve.
That has to improve.
That should improve.
But if he's, because his on base was only .324, but if he walks more and he still hits .266, but he gets on base closer to .350, .355, .360, somewhere in there, well, now you're in business with a defensive center field.
The problem with Adam Hazley is he comes into a division that has Ozzie Albies and Juan Soto.
Yeah, he's not any of those.
Yeah, these 20-year-olds that just come on the scene right away, Acuna, and just light the world on fire. And he's not going to be that. But I think he's a very good player. And I see what you're saying about the Cole and Rendon and all that. But I guess my problem is, I don't think that they're going to go over the luxury tax. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I pray I'm wrong.
They have to. Because even if they just get Didi from the Yankees, that would put them over.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do something with that infield.
Yeah, they're going to have to. I mean, whether they trade Segura.
Now, the issue is they want to trade him, but apparently no one wants his contract. That's the word.
Yeah, it's not great.
$15 million. So that's where I think Didi, unfortunately, goes out the window. You know your shortstop. You kind of now know your second baseman if you get Rendon. If Rendon's your third baseman, then you know who's playing shortstop. Although they still may get cute. Because they're talking about there is a scenario in which they put Segura at second base and put Hazley at shortstop, which I don't get.
That might be the stupidest thing in the world because you have Scott Kingery, who, granted, it's not a natural shortstop, but has played more shortstop than Adam Hazley. That is overthinking. That's the definition of overthinking. You have an outfielder who's played the outfield position, and then you have a second baseman / shortstop who plays second base / shortstop. But no, we're going to switch them?
No.
Even this team can't be that stupid.
Segura going from shortstop
to second,
and Kingery
goes
from second, or going from all over to shortstop.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Hazley goes to shortstop,
and then Rendon at third base.
Yeah, I mean, look,
in that scenario,
and I think you're kind of in that point recreating a little bit of the 2008 Phillies lineup that was just they were just a lineup built to outscore teams. Their pitching was okay. It was, I mean, their number two starter was sent down to the minors in halfway through the season because he was so bad in Brett Myers. So you're kind of realizing, okay, we're not going to outpitch teams, and we probably can't afford to outpitch teams, so we'll just out-hit teams.
And have a maybe there. A guy with really good stuff to wear maybe.
Yeah, and look, I'm not a fan at all of the Zach Wheeler deal. I pray that I'm wrong. I'd love to be wrong. I'd love for him to turn those splits into production throughout an entire season. I do think that this pitching rotation will improve just based on the fact that they finally have a real pitching coach. You know, and same thing with the lineup. No one's improved because you look at the coaching that they've had. Chris Young was a first-time pitching coach, and I think we did shows together where I said, you want to talk about stupid money. The fact that he's still getting paid by the Phillies was stupid money because that guy had no idea what he was doing. And the Phillies had banked on out of like four young pitchers, they banked on at least one of them taking a step ahead, and none of them did.
And the one they most believed in, this should tell you all you need to know about this organization, was Nick Pivetta. That was the one they believed in the most because their metrics claimed that he just had bad luck.
Yeah.
And it was proven that it wasn't bad luck. It was bad stuff.
It was bad stuff and a bad attitude. And I actually kind of liked the word I said a little bit.
I hated his attitude.
I liked the fact that he was angry. I thought like the fact that he was angry about getting devoted. I didn't necessarily like that he was pitching. I understood both sides of it. I understand why people didn't like it, but I would rather have a guy react like that than just be okay with getting demoted. Nah. The fact that he didn't realize why he was getting demoted annoyed.
He also needed to do a better job coming out of games. He knows he was down 6-2 or 6-4 with two men on. They're trying to save the game. And he'd be like, I can't believe I got pulled. And you gave him six runs and there was two men on base. They were trying to keep it to get from 8-4, trying to keep it at 6-4, you loser.
Yeah, confidence was never an issue with him. The big issue with him was the fact that he's not very good.
Right.
He's a number five at best.
You're absolutely right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. On the other side, David Tuckman Tuck. He joins us for all our green zones. I know some of you guys are going to drop a few dollars on some football games today. He will give you some of his picks.
He's dialed in for hockey, too, by the way.
Yep. So we're going to talk to him in just a little while. Big hockey guy. In fact, you can tweet us or call us with some questions about any games that you may have. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, live from Rivers Casino, Philadelphia, in the Green Zone. We'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
Yes, live from Rivers Casino, Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, 610-632-0975.
It's getting crowded in here.
Yes, the action has arrived at Rivers Casino, Philadelphia. Everything you want, just the way you want it. Rivers Casino, Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's a bunch of stuff going on here. The line, the betting kiosk along, the lines are getting, we'll have our lines are getting full for both the manual and the electronic bets. A lot of people in line talking to some people out there, shaking a couple hands. It's a nice place here. Now,
yeah, it really is. It's gorgeous.
We're going to have Tuck momentarily. So, you know, I talk about I need a ruling from Pat and from all the people out there about whether or not I did the right or wrong thing or whether or not a neighbor did something right or wrong. Now, with the HOA, we have a person. Everybody has two assigned spots that are right in front of your house.
Okay.
So it's like a driveway, basically. The way it's set up, everybody gets two spots. They're assigned, very simple, and everybody follows everybody's rules. And if you have company, you kind of know, don't let someone else park in your guest park in the spot.
Got it.
I drew Sixers Outsiders last night. I drive home, so it's quite late. We got done at 10:30. I watched a little bit of the Ohio State game just to see if that game was over because I had bet that using the Play Sugar House app. And I'm driving home, so it's after 11 o'clock, and there's somebody in my spot.
No.
So I was like, huh. And so what I did was my wife's car was in the proper spot.
Okay.
So I blocked both cars with my car. Like I just parked behind it, and I go in the house because I'm going to type up a note, put it on the car, and then I guess I'll move my car, I guess, to say spots are assigned here. Whoever you visited should have told you that. Next time you will be towed. So far, have I done the wrong thing?
No. Okay. No, I don't think so. I think you've handed it about like everybody else.
So I go in, type the note. I go to walk back outside, and within the note, the guy comes out, and he's talking about how sorry he is, and he says that his wife or girlfriend or whatever locked the keys in the car.
So now, I mean, you're waiting even longer because she locked the keys in the car. Now, so you're probably waiting for AAA or something to come over the car.
Now it's midnight, and I don't have my parking spot.
Let me ask you, how far do you have to park if you don't have your parking spot?
I park on the street.
But how far is that?
I mean, I got to go outside. There's a lot, kind of thing set up, and I got to go park on the street. It's not a football field, but it's not right out front. And it's late, remember, and it was only 20 degrees this morning.
Yeah, you got to suck it up, man.
Who got to suck it up?
You got to suck it up.
Why is that guy in my spot?
He was probably visiting somebody. He had no idea. And
so why didn't the person?
But when they locked the keys in the car, it's like, all right, what am I supposed to do?
Why was he there in the first place?
Did you ask him?
Yes.
What was his reasoning?
And I said,
how dare he visit a neighbor?
No, he wasn't visiting a neighbor. So then the homeowner finally comes out. And I say, well, why didn't you tell him? I was like, it's not his fault. It's your stupid fault.
And maybe they were pumped for game night.
No, you tell them where to park.
Categories.
I said, are you new here? Fairly new, which means no. And here was the worst part. I said, all right, how come you didn't knock on the door, tell my wife, hey, I'm sorry, we parked in your spot, we locked the keys in the car, we apologize. How come they didn't do that?
Maybe they didn't know.
What do you mean they didn't know?
He didn't know the whole rules of the HOA.
How would he not know? It's very clear. No one parks in his spots.
I'll tell you what. Let's just make this whole, okay? Me and Tuck, we'll drive over to your house, all right? We'll play Cards Against Humanity one night.
I like that game.
And then we'll block his parking
spot.
Well,
girl, I'm going to reconvene with this. All right, we got a lot of football games coming up. We got college stuff coming up. There's a lot of sports happening in general. We talk to him every single week, David Tuckman. Tuck, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I feel you. This is terrible. What a travesty. You got to park all the way in the street. Now, I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, and I normally am.
Like the common man. I mean, you know, like the common man.
Listen. If you've got to...
Imagine
he went to the supermarket or something, and he had to carry in stuff and do multiple trips.
Yeah, I know about that life because I live that life.
Yeah, but with your home, do you pay for two spots?
I pay taxes.
No. Do you pay a separate HOA that includes your spot?
Let me tell you, I had to park so far away from my house last night that I had to get my passport out. I had to clock in.
Listen, I can't. I've lived that life, too. Now, Tuck, let's get refocused now. The Eagles
I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about me, not you. You're doing great. All right. You, the Eagles and other people, the Eagles keep losing, but the NFC East continues to lose as well. Before we get into any specific picks, you've been doing this for a long time. When it comes to betting, is the entire NFC East just toxic?
I mean, listen, there's value anywhere. You know, I don't mind betting toxic. I don't care if a team is good or a team is bad. If they're playing well, if they're going to win the division, obviously nobody wants to win that division. At the end of the day, I just look for value. And, you know, each and every week, you know, we're just trying to, you know, be on the right side of a point and a half. And we eke out our 6%, 7%, 8% each time. And, you know, season after season, year after year, that's how we make our money. So, yeah, is it toxic? Yeah. Is it awful? Yeah, it's horrific, man. From a fan's perspective, I feel for you guys out there. Although let's be straight. As bad as the Eagles have been, and I missed the 1 week they lose to Miami, thank God, but they could still win the NFC East.
Isn't it amazing?
And that's what we were talking about. And as bad as the Eagles situation is, and you go outside of the gambling things for 1 second, just as far as like what's happening in the locker room, what's happening with the owner, the Eagles right this minute are in the best shape in the division from that aspect, meaning the coach isn't about to be fired and the owner's not meddling. That's happening with the Giants right now, who's a coach that's a dead man walking, Dallas with a coach that's a dead man walking, an interim coach in Washington in which a president's about to be fired. It's unbelievable what the Eagles are in this bad a spot, but in a lot of ways, structurally, in a better spot than the other teams in the division.
Yeah, no, it's no doubt. And frankly, if Doug Peterson would stop trying to be so smart.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to be the smartest guy in the room all the time. If he would just do the simple things.
Trust me, he is not, by the way.
Right, but okay, I'll give you an analogy, and it's a simple one, okay? Because you guys, I know you guys follow hockey. I know you guys are Flyers fans. By the way, Flyers looking great lately. But you look at the New York Islanders. They have Barry Trotz, who's reigning coach of the year. He's won coach of the year like two of the last 3 years. He's an unbelievable coach. And he always kind of points out, he goes, listen, you know what? don't try to paint the Picasso when I want you to paint the barn. Okay, just do the simple things.
Yeah.
And I think for the Eagles, that's what they need to do, get back to what works. And we saw that last week. It was like the running game is working. You don't have any receivers. What are you doing? Don't try to be fancy. Don't try to be the smartest guy in the room. Just do what works. Get the wins. Pound them out. It's what makes Bill Belichick great year in and year out. Tom Brady can't throw the ball 10 yards down the field anymore, and yet they're still probably going to get a first-round bye. Who knows? But, you know, they're still there.
Right.
You know, I gotta give Tuck credit, by the way, because a couple weeks ago I asked him about hockey, and he goes, you know, it's a goalie out in Arizona, Darcy Kemper. Every time that he plays, this guy's lights out. You just, when he's playing, bet on Arizona. And that's one of the few losses the Flyers have had in
yes,
the past month.
Yes.
Is against Arizona, and they ran into a hot goalie named Darcy Kemper.
Yeah, they only scored one in that game, didn't they?
Yeah, so
3-4-1 loss in that game.
So I got to give credit to Tuck on that one.
Good on you,
Tuck. A lot of hockey. Yeah, Kemper has been lights out. You know, there's a lot of Flyers. If we have some time later on, we can talk about some good picks. Dallas Stars looking really good. The Pittsburgh Penguins looking great. And that's without Crosby with a whole bunch of injuries.
Yeah, he's got the dramatic core muscle injury.
Yeah,
which is,
yeah.
I guess, the new word for sports hernia.
Yeah, there's a wide receiver for the Eagles that had that same injury.
Yeah, only Crosby just got his surgery, so he'll be back in time.
Wait, you can have surgery for that? You don't have to sit out for... Okay,
no,
all
you can just have the surgery.
Who knew?
He'll be back sometime in January.
Who knew?
Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, I was going to say, Pittsburgh's got a young goalie in Tristan Jarry, who has just been absolute lights out. Matt Murray has been terrible, but Jarry came out of nowhere. Malkin's having kind of a resurgence, even though he's 33 years old, coming off a bad year. Pittsburgh is a team that they've changed their identity a little bit. They're playing some really good defense, and when Crosby comes back, this is a team that could make a run. We'll see how it plays out, but there's always some value in all these games. Like I said, you're just looking for value. That's all I'm doing.
Absolutely. Now, we'll get more picks in your next call, but over through in the NFL, is there one particular game that jumps out with you right now as far as value goes?
Yeah, I'll give you some early games. So Tampa Bay is 3-1 in their last four. Indianapolis is 1-4 in their last five. You know, you'd expect a ton of money to come in on Tampa Bay, and it did. Tampa Bay was -1. That's where the line opened up at. But it has overcorrected, in my opinion. Indianapolis is now +3.5.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, back at the truck. I love Indianapolis in that game. Jameis Winston, even in that 3-1 stretch, by the way, Jameis Winston with 9 turnovers.
It's unbelievable.
That's just not, yeah, it's not sustainable. He has 25 turnovers on the season. And the Indianapolis Colts, you know, say what you will about their offense and the inconsistencies there. Their defense is lights out. They've got a really good defense when they're healthy. I love Indianapolis today. I also like, in terms of prop bets, if you look at that game in particular, I like Jameis Winston over 0.5 interception.
Yep.
And I like Jameis Winston to get more yards than Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis might get a defensive touchdown. I think their defense is going to win that game for them in Indianapolis. So I think Jameis is going to be throwing the ball like he always does. So I like Jameis Winston to get more yards, more passing yards, I should say, than Jacoby Brissett. I like him over 0.5 interception, and I like Indianapolis +3.5. And it all goes along the same line, the fact that Jameis Winston cannot help himself but turn the ball over. And if he does versus Indianapolis, they're going to lose that game.
No, it's crazy, before we let you go, that he's on pace to get 5,000 yards passing, but also lead the league in interceptions and turnovers by a lot. It's just unbelievable that this is literally never happened in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, he turns the ball over. The other team gets a quick field goal or a quick touchdown. He gets the ball back, and he's like, let's keep slinging. Let's keep slinging. And, you know, there's another coach that's just like, you know, you got to figure it out. I mean, 25 turnovers. We still have, like, 5 weeks left.
That's what I mean. Like, this is unprecedented. Well, thanks a lot, Tuck. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again at 11:30. We'll get some more of your picks. And maybe you can find a hockey game for us, if you don't mind.
That sounds good. I'll look for one.
All right, appreciate it, man. Thank you. That's Tuck. You know, you have him every week on the Green Zone. Every single week. He's fantastic. He does every single sport.
Yeah, he's dialed in. As I said, he was all over Darcy Kemper like 3 weeks ago. So when he gives you a tip, you got to take it to the bank. And you can do that here at Rivers Casino, because they got the kiosks and the tellers and everything. And And if you come down here, you can watch the games on the big screen TV that we got, which is massive, by the way.
Massive.
I mean, this thing's so big, they split it up into like three different TVs. And you can see this thing from 95.
Yes, like our salesperson, Gene, is out there. And it's like a casting light onto her face, like from the screen, and she's sitting like in the second or the third row. It's incredible. On the other side, 610-632-0975. We'll take more of your calls. We'll go over the big, how you can win the ultimate big weekend package and just more fun today. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, live from Rivers Casino, Philadelphia, in the Green Zone. We'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Woo! Yes, Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, 97.5 The Fanatic, live from Rivers Casino, Philadelphia, in the broadcast booth. If you're wondering why is it not, because this place is crowded. It's nice and quiet in here because we're in a beautiful, custom-built broadcast booth. The action has arrived at Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Everything you want, just the way you want it. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This place is gorgeous, man. I mean, if you come down here to watch football, there's no reason to leave.
The TV screen, 158 foot, not inch, foot TV. They have a split three ways right now. The Eagles game, they make it just the Eagles on 156 foot. I should say 958, 156 foot TV.
At that point, you're basically at the stadium.
Yes.
Like, you're right there. I mean, the chairs are so nice. And they have, very comfortable.
Charging.
And you have the USB port and also the plug, so you can charge your phone. You know, if you don't want to get up and place your bets, you can go on the PlaySugarHouse.com.
Yep,
and
you can go on. You have a laptop computer. There's a bar right behind you, so you can order both food and drink. All right there.
Yeah, there's
fantastic.
There's if you come here, there's no reason to leave. I'm telling you, it's so nice here, and the kiosks. Since we've arrived here, the kiosks have been crowded the entire time, and now you're seeing the kiosks, but also the line with the tellers up there. I mean, and if you place a $200 bet, you could be going to the big game.
Yes, and we'll go over that in just 1 second. Then we have some other specials, a lot of stuff to go to. But first, Mike and Del Ran, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show. Well,
thank you.
Driving up to North Jersey today in enemy territory.
Well, Eagles aren't playing until tomorrow, so it's all right.
Nah, yeah, I know. So let me ask you this. Like, you know, Ty, you've heard me before. I get passionate for these games, right? And it's been kind of like, you know, they've been playing like Drek. You know, I got to get over to that Rivers Casino so I can watch Drek on 156-foot TV. I don't think I've ever seen
Drek. Drek is better to watch on 156-foot TV than at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But you know what it is? I hate to believe that I've seen the best out of all these players a couple of years ago, right? That Super Bowl run, a lot of these guys were there, and we saw the best out of a lot of them. And far, we've only seen that in the Green Bay game. We haven't seen it anywhere else. I refuse to believe
Buffalo game was a good win, too. That's an underrated win. They 31-13, they took that Buffalo team apart, and it turns out Buffalo's good.
Fair, you're right. All right, two games, yep, but still, not as much as I'd expect.
Of course
I just
not.
Refuse to believe that it's gone. So I'm pretty optimistic. I know that we all thought they beat Miami and they lost, so to sit here and just look past the rest of these weeks is probably not a smart move. But at the end of the day, if they get in, you know, I haven't lost hope that they can't make a run. Teams that got hot in this last quarter of the season that can make it in the playoffs are the ones that people need to be afraid of. And when I watch the New York Giants team led by Eli Manning finish 9-7 and win a Super Bowl, it gives me nothing but optimism to look forward to the rest
100%,
of the game.
100%, man. I mean, you literally saw this happen to the World Series champion and the Stanley Cup champion. You know, the Tampa Bay Lightning were setting records for the amount of wins they had.
Lost in the first round.
And they lost in the first round because they were facing a team that had to basically play a playoff hockey for the last 2 months, and they could take their foot off the gas. And you look at the Stanley Cup champion, the St. Louis Blues, same situation, yep. Right? The Washington Nationals had to go on a tear the last second half of the season. They get in.
They were behind the Phillies by 5 games.
They get in.
You saw what happened.
And they end up winning the World Series. I mean, and this isn't unheard of. I mean, in the NBA, it's a little crazy to think that, you know, an 8 seed can beat a 1.
Yeah,
it's happened before, but not usually.
Yeah.
But in the NFL, you're literally facing a team on Monday night that has done it. So I don't know about you, but all week I've been hearing people call up and say, oh, it doesn't matter. They have no shot. Okay.
Matters.
I understand that the way that it looks right now, they are a bad football team. They can correct this. They do have talent on the roster.
Got to be used better.
Exactly.
That comes down to the coach.
They've got to be better coached. And right now, they're just flat out not being better. They're not being well coached. They're not a well coached football team. But as Mike said, I too find it hard to believe that we saw the best out of all these guys, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. I don't buy that. I still think there's talent on this team that can prevail.
I still think so as well. Zach Ertz had a couple drops, but the key thing is he was able to still get open. Even with the hand,
yeah.
He was still able to get open. He doesn't usually drop the ball. Now, we have this $5 special menu here from Rivers Casino Philadelphia. It's available from noon, so right at the end when we broadcast, we get done, so I might go over and grab some of this stuff.
So you can come down, place your bets.
It's 12P to 12A you get these $5 specials. You get the Firehouse Chili. You get the Cheesesteak Nachos. You get 2 loaded chili cheese dogs, 2 for $5.
Not one.
La Frida, not one, not two, not one and a half.
No, it is two.
It is, not one and a half. La Frida cheeseburger, you get a crispy, crunchy chicken 5-piece wing box. So you get 5 pieces for $5.
I like that.
All right.
I like that wing box.
And you can place your order. You can text. You can do text to order.
What?
Yes, your table and seat number.
What?
Yes.
So just to clarify, you can come down. You can sit in one of the seats.
Yes.
And then you don't even have to move. You don't have to go to a teller. You don't have to go to an automated kiosk. You can go on the Play Sugar House app.
Yeah.
You can charge your phone there so it doesn't die.
Yep.
And then you can take that phone where you place the bet and text and say, I want this. Here's where I'm at. And they'll bring it to you.
Yes.
Also, it's literally one-stop shopping for everything.
They got beer and cocktail specials as well, real fast, just to let you know. Budweiser, $5. Yingling, Michelob Ultra, Twisted Tea. All $5. You got $6 Corona, $6 Heineken, $6 White Claw. And there's no laws when you claw.
Why talk ball when you can claw?
You have $12 beer buckets you can get. All delivered to your seat.
You can have, those are victory drinks right
Red,
there.
Red Bull Vodka, $9. Tequila Touchdown.
I like Red Bull Vodka. That?
How about a Tequila Touchdown?
I love.
$9. Please. Tailgate Tea.
You know I'm a Tequila Touchdown guy.
Colo Loco fan. You got all that stuff. Available. We'll go over more to restaurants and everything. So it's fantastic. You don't even have to move. This place is great.
It really is.
I'm going to linger afterwards because I got to work the Sixers later. Sixers outside.
Might as well, right?
I'm going to linger
afterwards.
You're
a man of the people.
I'm a man of the people. I am. That is correct. I consider myself a man of the people.
Except when you go to the HOA.
Well, we'll address that more in the 11 o'clock hour, okay? Because I got screwed. And we're going to have that. On the other side, we're going to have we got another guest. Person in charge of all this gambling stuff that we've been talking about, the man in charge. We're going to talk to him.
The man who set up this this situation.
Yep, we're going to talk to him on the other side. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, live from Rivers Casino, Philadelphia in the Green Zone. We'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.